السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دامت بركاته، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Wednesday morning. May Allah Ta'ala bless you and Afa with Afiyat. Allah accept all your khidmat for deen and Allah Ta'ala give you the best of health. Hazrat Mufti Sahab, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. بارك الله فيكم مولانا سليم كريم جزاك الله خيرا our technician brother Junaid Khan نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the first of Zulqa'dah here in South Africa and most countries of the world. Today is already the second of Zulqa'dah, 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on Suratul Ahqaf, chapter number 46, the winding tracks and roads, and verses 7, 8, and 9. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us what would happen there in Makkah Mukarramah prior to the migration from Makkah Mukarramah to Medina Munawwara. وَإِذَا تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُنَا بَيِّنَاتٍ. When it was recited upon them, who's them? The mushrikeen, the polytheists, the idol worshippers there in Makkah Mukarramah. What was recited upon them? Ayatuna bayinatin, our clear verses. We know the Quran Sharif, the verses are so clear, but yet when a person does not want to accept something, agar tu hina chahe to bahane hazar, if you don't want to accept something, then you will come with thousand excuses. So remember, you open the tap and then you put the glass, the cup upside down. So what will go into the glass cup? Nothing. So similarly, today's human being, and at that time they did the same things. Their hearts, their ears, their mind, nothing was receptive to receive the truth. The messenger is the truth, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Quran Sharif is the truth, and that is the speech, direct speech of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. The Sunnah Mubarakah, teaching, preaching of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the truth. But these people, remember, they always had some excuse. Ayatuna bayyinatin qala alladhina kafaru lil haqqi. There you have it. The non-Muslims would say to the truth when it dawned upon them and came to them. Lamma ja'ahum. So what would they say? Instead of embracing it, accepting it, they would say, هذا سحر مبين. This is open sorcery. This is open magic. This is open and manifest jadu. You know, you Indians, you'll heard the word jadu. So this one is making jadu on that one. When you speak to the African, they call it muti. You see, M-U-T-I. They say that fagilelo muti. Fagilelo muti. You see that? So because I grew up and I was brought up in an African township location, so I know. So they should come say muti, you see. So there's no muti business in Islam, remember that. And no jadu and all that. It's kufr. People who indulge in this, the Quran Sharif, if you take the literal meaning, they lose their iman. The Jews, the jutlas, haramis, they used to say, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam is running. The magnificent kingdom of his with jadu, with muti, with magic and sorcery. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا كَفَرَ Sulaiman. Allah didn't say, وَمَا سَحَرَ Sulaiman. That Allah Ta'ala said, Sulaiman alayhi salam did not practice on blasphemy. there in Babylon, Babel, in Iraq, Allah Ta'ala sent two angels, Harut and Marut, you see, and they would teach the people this discipline, the science of magic and muti and jadu and so forth. And they should tell the people, the prerequisite for this is, if you want to learn it, innama nahnu fitnatun fala takfur. We are just sent as a trial. Do not commit blasphemy and kufr. So therefore, Imam Malik says, people who indulge in this magic, jadu, muti, they're out of the fold of Islam. And the dalail and evidence of Imam Malik, rahimahullah, is very strong. Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, states, once a person is found guilty that he is practicing muti, jadu, sorcery, sihar, then darbun be safe. You must use the sword and you must punish him, give him the death penalty. That you must punish him, that he becomes a sample, example for humanity. You see that? Now when Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would be reciting the Quran Sharif to them, the Meccans, the people of Makkah, Mushrikeen, idol worshippers, so everything that came in their mind, they would just utter it without a shred of evidence. Or what are they going to say? يَقُولُونَ افْتَرَى, that he fabricated it, Allah forbid. He invented it, he wrote it, he authored it. Like today, how many people must remember the Orientalists, people who study Islam, but not with the intention to embrace Islam. They study Islam so that they want to find faults in Islam, but they get humiliated eventually. يَقُولُونَ افْتَرَى. Or what are they going to say? That he, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah forbid, he invented it, fabricated it, wrote it. Qul. Then you address them and respond. Iniftaraytuhu. You see the word in. Iniftaraytuhu. So this is in shartiyya qadhiyya, meaning that it is hypothetically. In for hypothetically. If you say, I fabricated it, I authored it, I invented it, then what will happen to me? فَلَا تَمْلِكُونَ لِي مِنَ اللَّهِ شَيْئًا. Then nobody will possess anything for me to assist me and help me. مِنَ اللَّهِ شَيْئًا. Against Almighty Allah, the slightest bit. Obviously, this is a hypothetical statement. It is for argument's sake. Never will Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam make a statement like that. Like how in the Quran Sharif it comes. Like in ashrakta layahbatanna amaluk. If you commit shirk hypothetically, all your actions are gone in vain. So the address is to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But the greater message and connotation is for me and you, the ummah. So similarly, yeah. Do not fabricate things and say that Allah will help me. No, Allah will not help you. You are using things that are lies and propaganda and so forth. Huwa a'lamu, and he Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala is all knowing. Bima tufiduna fi. He Almighty Allah is all knowing. Bima tufiduna fi. How you, the mushrikeen, you, the idol worshippers, that you are inventing lies and propaganda regarding him, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Until today, you will find the Jutlas and the Jews and the Zionists, they control the banks, majority of them, they control majority media. So how they concoct, fabricate things, make propaganda, kithban wazura. So that is the meaning of tufiduna fi. To try and defend themselves, they will concoct fabrications and propaganda and stories. So whether you accept, don't accept, is not important in my life. Kafa bihi shahidan baini wa bainakum. It is sufficient for me that he Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala is a witness for me, between me and you. So Allah Ta'ala is the one who is bearing testimony and giving witness that I was selected by him, Almighty Allah, directly, and not elected by people. See, when this election is taking place, then always you will find that people will find some loophole, they'll find some way to object and so forth. وَهُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Almighty Allah always gives us hope. He always motivates us and inspires us. And He, Almighty Allah, is of forgiving and very forgiving and Rahim, Ar-Rahim, very, very merciful. So you join all the words, وَهُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. The message I am giving you is nothing new. It is the same message that the previous prophets gave, the previous books and scriptures gave. But the difference is I am the final messenger, and my message and my mandate is international and global. So that is the main difference. Otherwise, the message of Tawheed, speaking about the oneness, uniqueness, majesty, authority, sovereignty of Almighty Allah, every prophet delivered, conveyed that message. Speaking about the prophets, we have to believe in all the prophets of the past. And third one we must remember is that the Tawheed, and the Risalat, and the Akhirat, the year after. We have to believe there is a day of justice. Then there is paradise or hell, and there is Azab al-Qabr, and the punishment of the grave, and all these type of things to do with the year after. We must believe in it. Qul, you say, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma kuntu bid'am min al-Rusul. You see the word bid'ah, innovation. So I am not an innovation amongst the prophets and messengers. I have come as Khatamun Nabiyyin. Chapter 33, verse number 40, as the last and the final and seal of the prophets and messengers. I have come, Surah chapter 21, verse number 107, and that is in the 17 Supara, 17 Jews. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. I have not sent, we have not sent you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but as a mercy to the entire universe and creation, and not only humanity. Chapter 21, verse number 107. The function of the Master alayhi wa sallam also is mentioned. Chapter 12, verse 108. قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي. Say, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is my way and my path. أَدْعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. I invite towards Almighty Allah, daytime, nighttime, every day. Not only in the ijtima, not only on Fridays, not only on big nights. Nay, every day I will invite towards Almighty Allah, ala basiratin, with firm conviction, with proof from Quran Sharif and Sunnah and Sahaba and so forth. Ana, I, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa manittaba'ani, and those people who followed me immaculately. So that is chapter number 12, Surah Yusuf, verse number 108. So there we have it, folks, listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wa Jama'ah. What should be our function? So yeah, ma kuntu bid'am. So bid'ah means you introduce new things in Islam. For example, a person says, we must have ta'aleem after Zuhr. If we don't have ta'aleem after Zuhr, then it will be sinful. So now that becomes a bid'ah. Because why? Nowhere in Quran Sharif, Sunnah Mubarakah, Sahaba, they said that you must. Ta'aleem is very good. But when you make something compulsory, which is not compulsory, and you tell people that if you're not going to have it that time, it's sinful. So now, iltizamu ma'alam yalzam, you make things that are compulsory, which are not compulsory, then that will constitute bid'ah and innovation. Say, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I am not an innovation among the prophets and messengers. Wa ma adri ma yuf'alu bi wala bikum. And I myself don't know what will be done with me and with you in the future. Only Almighty Allah knows everything of the future. I know that what Almighty Allah Jalla Wala taught me, but I don't know everything as mentioned in the noble Quran itself. تلك من أنباء الغيب نوحيها إليك. All this information we send وحي to you يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. ما كنت تعلمها. You did not know about it before. Now you know about it after the wahi and revelation has come to you. So we should be very clear on these verses that how Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us. He alone is Alimul Ghaybi wa Shahada. That the one who has knowledge of everything, past, present and future. Nothing is hidden and obscure from him, Almighty Allah. Regarding the prophets, the creation, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam has the greatest knowledge, past, present and future. But not everything. Ma kunta ta'lamuha anta. Wa la qawmuka min qabli hadha. Go and read chapter number 11 and verse number 49. And you will find that Almighty Allah speaks of that. So here also it means regarding the future. In attabi'u illa ma yuha ilay. In there is for nafia. I do not follow except that what revelation is sent to me. Wa ma ana illa nadhirun mubin. I am but a warner with love and compassion and a clear-cut warner, a manifest warner for your benefit and to your advantage. Imagine Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is sent as rahmatul lil alamin, as bashira wa nazira, that the mercy not to humanity only, but to the entire universe and creation, and the one who's bashir, that gives the glad tidings to those who embrace the message of the messenger and the Quran Sharif, and you believe correctly, so then Bashir. And those who reject the message or the messenger, for them Nazir, a warning with love and compassion. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is the first of Zulqa'dah 1446. Alhamdulillah, say Allahu Akbar. 3 Jutlas killed and dispatched straight to hell. We say Alhamdulillah. A Khuya Jwat is a Dwaya Jwat. A good Jew is a dead Jew. So remember, yesterday they were having celebrations and so forth. Then the settlers, they took flight because they arrested some people and so forth. So among themselves, always they will be fighting and disagreement. Ba'asuhum bainahum shadid. Tahsabuhum jami'a wa qulubuhum shatta. Their fighting will be severe among themselves. You think that the Jews are united, their hearts are totally fragmented. Dhalika bi'annahum qawmun la yaqilun. Because they are a people and a nation who have no aql and no brains and no intelligence. Baby killers, murderers of civilians and war criminals, guilty of ethnic cleansing and crimes against humanity. One Palestinian says, and this is mentioned in the Haaretz newspaper, I lost 160 members of my family and extended family. 160. So these are the Israelis. They tell the world that they have the most moral army. So we must change it to the most immoral army in the world. They tell the world they have democracy in the Middle East. That democracy is for the Jutlas only. Nothing for the Palestinians. 9 weeks, no aid coming into Gaza. And they are targeting the civilians. United Nations report. And this must stop. Israel, no chance for a long-term truce. Hamas told them, we prepared to give you 5 years. We go into a truce. All your hostages will be released. They said, we're not interested. They are hell-bent on murdering and killing, extermination of the Palestinians and starvation as a weapon of war. But they will lose everything. Ajilan ghayra ajil. Remember, the Muslim will always have faith in Allah. And you and your army and your politicians, they will be running helter-skelter because you are a cursed nation. You are the swines and the pigs on this earth, the scum on this earth. And the world is witnessing the genocide in real time that happening in front of our eyes. And every person who has a cell phone and this new cell phone, smartphone, call whatever you want to, is like a journalist. And no one can say that there's no genocide. Unless you're a donkey, we can't help you. The two-state solution is on the point of no return. It's dead before it was born also. Israel releases Gaza paramedic who saw and witnessed how the 15 others were murdered, executed by the Israeli forces. These are the Palestinians, remember, deliberately murdered, targeted by Israel, and they buried them, and now they got exposed, remember that, and they keep them, they torture them, persecute them. Vance, you know Vance with his Hindu wife. So the deputy vice president of America say Ukraine won't win and can't win. U.S. Navy, listen to this, who sees? MashaAllah, Hani'an lakum ayyul ahbab. We salute you, oh Houthis. U.S. Navy loses one jet of their $60 million U.S. dollars as it falls down from the ship. Can you believe that? And who targeted it? The Houthis with a $500 missile, and it sent to hell the people who are with them and the people, the shadow boat that is there. So remember, you see the jet, 60 million that falling off and into the sea. Well done. So remember that Allah's help is with the Houthis and the Yemenis. Allah, Allah's Nabi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, made special dua. Trump celebrating his 100 days. He say, I'm the best president in the history of America. But you donkey, moron, narcissist, egoist, look at your percentage. You're sitting at 39% only. The worst for any modern day president in United States history for first 100 days. So that is Trump, the Harami. And remember, he is a person who can't think straight. Today he will say this, tomorrow that. An erratic person. Kani, so he won there in Canada. He's just 3 seats short of an absolute majority. So there will be some horse trading and all that. So then he should get it. So he wins because of Trump. You see that? Trump was making a big noise. We're going to take over Canada. He said, we're not going to give you 1 inch of Canada. We will fight you toe to toe, face to face. And he wins. And remember that America is wondering what happened. Israel is wondering what happened. So that's very good for them. 10 million in Israel and in the settlements. So that is their population there. That 10 million, 9 million are settlers. From outside they came, and one settler, one bullet will settle the issue. 3 people killed in Sweden shooting. Turkish army is in Iraq on the northern side. They say they want to fight the war against the Kurds and so forth and so on. Nigeria, there are 26 people killed there. They're blaming, you must remember, the ISIS and so forth. Trump trumpeting away. $9.5 trillion were lost in 3 days because of Trump's policies. I repeat that. $9.5 trillion, not billion, $1 trillion were lost in 3 days because of Trump's tariff and his policy. So the army has freedom to respond. Modi told his army, you respond in any manner you deem fit against Pakistan, against the Muslims in Kashmir, you will not be asked any questions and so forth. Half the tourist places in Kashmir administered by the Indian personnel, so it has been closed for tourists and so forth. Hungary has withdrawn from the ICC. You see that? That's how they allowed Netanyahu to come there, the Harami, both Haramis. So Russia makes its own plane. Look at the Saudis, Emiratis, millions, billion, trillion, zillion dollars, but the Haramis can't make one plane. Putin says, nobody's going to ask me why we are making our own plane. We will put one nuke there for you. We will attack you. You don't come and try and intimidate us. So Russia makes its own plane. And it's flying already. And there are no, you know, problems with it so far. So it's very good that UK is giving £100 million to Palestine as aid and so forth. But what are the conditions? You see that? That is what we must ask. Malema come to South Africa. Malema says the way the ANC is getting on with the infighting and so forth, so they will lose power and majority. So Steenhuisen, John Steenhuisen of the DA, could become the white president of South Africa. Imagine having a white president again. We have to stand with Malema on that score. We don't want these whiteys to be president. Rather, we stay with the Africans. You see that? Never mind the corruption. The whiteys, we had enough of you during your apartheid and so forth. Three policemen bodies recovered. Imagine three policemen disappeared. Nobody knows where they are. Now they find their bodies dead. They're in the Hanops River. You see that? That is South Africa. Zuma's party, the MK, they say Gonongwana or whatever his name, the Minister of Finance must resign immediately. He's a disgrace to South Africa. He can't even have a budget in the VAT scandal. Gauteng to become cold this week here. So it will be a brrr weekend. And that is according to the weatherman and so forth. So the programs for today, Wednesday, programs are Mona Salman Yunus. He will be interviewed by Mona Zahid Khan, 8:30 to 9. 11 to 12 is Remember the Bliss of Marriage. 1 to 2 is the Tafsir of the Noble Quran. And it's Wednesday between Zohar and Asr. The du'as are accepted. So read some extra Salat, some extra Quran, Surah Yasin, whatever. And raise your hands. Go into Sajda in your houses. And make proper du'a out of Salat in any language. And Allah Jalla Wala will accept it. Wednesday afternoon, du'as are accepted, mentioned by Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah, in Al-Adabul Mufrad. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, ameen. Jeeb, honor, salim, let's fire up, inshallah.
Mufti Sahab, recently there was a janaza in our town. The mayyat was placed in the masjid. Ladies were sitting all round on chairs, although there was a ladies' jamaat khana.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. There are three different issues here. Issue number one is to bring the mayyit, the deceased, inside the masjid and to perform the Salatul Janaza inside the masjid. Is that permissible? Yes, permissible according to Shafi'is, Hanbalis and them. Hanafis say no, that we must read the Salatul Janaza outside the masjid, and it's an academic discussion and so forth. So remember that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, his Janaza Salat was read inside Masjid Nabawi, and the Imam was Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. Hanafi's Dalil is very strong. Man salla ala mayyitin fil masjidi fala ajra lahu. When you read salat on a mayyit, the deceased, inside the masjid, you will get very little reward. Open Mishkat Sharif, Mustada Ahmad, and so forth and so on. If you study the Adat Mubarakah, you will find 80-90% of the time, he Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam perform the Salatul Janaza outside the masjid and not inside. So that's one issue. Second, to bring women there inside, and they're all sitting on chairs and all that, like beauty queens and all that, all haram, all the things there. Remember that you got a ladies section or whatever. We say ladies must not be there also. They must be at home. And that is mentioned in the Quran Sharif, chapter 33, verse 33. وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ. Stay glued to your homes. So what happened there is not permissible there. And they come there full view of the man. They can see the man can see them. So all that is haram. Third one is this, that we must not encourage our ladies to go to graveyard and come to the mosque or come to the place where ghusl is being given. Somebody's husband passed away, the ladies are there to see who's going to give ghusl. What you have to worry? The men will do so. You must sit in your iddat, the wife. But you see, emotions get the better of people. So everything that happened there, remember, beside the Salatul Janaza is haram. The Salatul Janaza in the masjid, the Hanafis say it should be outside. And the Shafi'is humbly say inside is also permissible. وَلِكُلِّ وِجْهَا. Everyone got their own evidence and proof and dalail and proofs and evidence, you know. So it's an academic discussion.
Mufti Sahab, inshallah, I'm going for Hajj and I wear a normal niqab. Please remember us in your du'as.
MashaAllah, every day from today, after Zohar, read 2 rakat Salat and read 1 Surah Yasin, and daily till your departure, and when you are there in Makkah, Medina, Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah, keep on reading chapter 2, verse 128. وَأَرِنَا مَنَاسِكَنَا وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. So Allah Ta'ala grant you Tawfiq to perform a quality Hajj, not just going through the motions for the sake of doing it. No. This is a journey of love where we make manifest our love to Almighty Allah. The slogan of a lover, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik, Labbaik La Sharika Laka Labbaik, Innal Hamda Wa Ni'mata Laka Wal Mulk La Sharika Lak. You see that? So anyway, so now Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told the ladies 2 extra laws for them when they in ihram, and the hadith is in Bukhari Sharif. Wala Talbasul Kufazain. You the ladies, you can't wear gloves when you are in ihram, in the state of consecration. And wala tantaqibul muhrima, the lady must not wear the niqab when she is in ihram. So that is what Nabi alayhi salam said. But you can't look at one hadith and then you start passing verdict. So go see what Mother Aisha Siddiqa says. Radiallahu anha, when the strange men would pass us, we would cover our faces and so forth. So when you are with the females, or with your husband, or with your son, father, you leave your face open, it's fine. And remember that Asma bint Yazid, in Mu'attim al-Malik, she says, Kunna nukhammiru wujuhana. We used to cover our faces when the strange men used to approach us and so forth. So you can't say it's only for the Azwaj al-Mutahharat. This is for all the Nisa al-Mu'minat, all the women. Now you want to wear a normal, you said, niqab of yours and so forth, because that cap is very cumbersome and difficult. So after the Umrah is finished, just give out 40, 50 riyals. Inshallah, that will suffice. And there's no dam upon you. Dam means to slaughter an animal. There won't be any dam compulsory upon you.
Isab, in a knee replacement operation, the bones will be cut. Should they bury it or incinerate it?
Remember, for us as Muslims, it's compulsory. We must bury it. To incinerate and burn it is absolutely haram. La tu'adhib bin nar. So you cannot punish and do anything with fire. And especially when it comes to human being and the limbs and the parts and everything, the anatomy and so forth, that you go and burn it. Therefore, you ladies, before you make the appointment and arrangement at the clinic and hospital for your confinement and your giving birth and so forth, so you must make it a condition that you want everything back, the placenta and everything. If they're not prepared to give you that, tell them you go to another hospital, another clinic. Because why? They incinerate it and burn it, which is haram. So you must take all that and go bury it in the graveyard, in the cemetery. And that is compulsory to do so. We are the ones who have true human rights, not this kuffar and so forth. They speak of human rights and include the gays and the lesbian. They speak of human rights, but they allow the butcher and the abortion to go on of innocent babies, fetus and so forth. So everywhere you will see double standards in the Western system. It's a cursed system and leading people straight to hell. Remember that.
We are living in South Africa, and politically, shouldn't we start organizing ourselves in South Africa? If so, how?
Remember, to expect a Muslim party to come and run it, it can't happen, because we are so fragmented, disunited. One, two, you need big finances, you don't have that. Third one, that we 2%, 3%, so you will hardly have any impact and so forth. So best is with our own business, with our own character, with our own dealings and so forth, interaction with non-Muslims. We do the work of Dawat and Tabligh, and we become a magnet for them and so forth. Now as I'm speaking, there are hundreds or thousands of non-Muslims listening. Why? Because they know there's a message for everybody here. We don't have a hidden agenda. We are transparent. We give that whatever I say, we send it out to you. We don't edit anything. You non-Muslims, you want to ask any question on Islam, inshallah, you are welcome to do so. And we will not edit it. 084-786-3132. You send your questions through, and inshallah, Junaid Monta will receive it. Send it there to Maulana Salim, and then he will pose the question, Maulana, and I'll answer it with the help and mercy of Almighty Allah. So that is our Islam. So that is how we will attract people. People are asking me about Ibrahim Anderson. I phoned him, tried to contact him several times, but nothing. I just hope somebody didn't injure him or assassinate him. He should tell me that the Christians are very, very upset with him, some of them. So sometimes his life was also in danger. So Allah Ta'ala keep him with afiyat, izzat, and hifazat, and protect him. If he's alive, if he passed away, Allah Jalla wa'ala grant him Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la for the wonderful work he did.
Mufti Sahab, is there anything to read for a child that stammers?
Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala teaches us in chapter 20, Surah Taha, in the 16 Supara, 16 Jews of the Noble Quran, chapter 20 and verses 25, 26, 27, 28. So you read that, you see every day before I start, I read it. Rabbi shrah li swadri, Ya Allah, open my bosom, my heart. Wa yassir li amri, Ya Allah, make my matter, my task easy for me. وَحْلُلْ أُقْدَةً مِنْ لِسَانِي, Ya Allah, open the knots in my tongue. يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي, and remember that that will be to make the people understand my speech. Story time. When I came here to Lanesia from Newcastle, from Natal to Transvaal, from Natal to Gauteng, you see, 2001, 15 January, I came to Heidelberg, my hometown, and 16 January 2001, I came here, where I'm sitting now in the studio. With Allah's help, Allah's grace, Allah's mercy, Allah's benevolence. And then some people became close to me. So this one person, a Varacha family, so they brought one baby, you know, and that baby was not talking and so forth. So I told them, first thing, don't worry. Allah Jalla Wala will let this child talk. So they were very surprised, you know. Meaning talking a little bit, one, two words, but not talking normally. So I told them, read these verses, chapter 20, verses 25, 26, 27, 28, like that. From Rabbi Shrahli Swadri, blow on this child. After 3-4 years, they came and they brought some children. They were running around. We gave them sweets and that. So that Nana, or Badada, that grandfather was smiling. He says, you remember these children? I said, no, I don't remember them. We interact with so many people. Now, where are we going to remember all the children? He said, it's the same child who couldn't speak. And you told us that time, that don't worry, Allah will let him speak. So you are my brother, my sister. That is what the Pharaoh did, the Harami. He mocked Nabi Musa alayhi salam and said, Wala yakadu yubin, your speech is not even clear. So Musa alayhi salam petitioned Almighty Allah, chapter 20, verses 25, 26, 27, all that. Rabbi amri wahlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. I used to sit in the durus, in the lesson of many, many India Pakistani ulama, and in the dars of the Arab scholars. I learned this from our Ustad, beloved Ustad, Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni, Rahimahullah, spent more than 50 years in Makkah. He hails from Halab, Aleppo, Syria. He passes away in Istanbul before he used to start his dars. Rabbi shrahli swadri, wa yassirli amri, wa hlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma allamtana. So he's very good to read it. Allah will teach us and motivate and inspire us. Bifadlihi wa rahmatihi wa judihi wa karamihi, through His grace, mercy and benevolence.
Mufti Sahab, when husband and wife are separated, after how long does the nikah break or does it break? Shukran.
Remember that sometimes husband and wife, one is in one province, the other one is in the other province, one is here in Natal. You see where Mohammed Salim Karim is, NKR. You know NKR? They put there in the masjid, no kitab reading. I saw it myself. So in one masjid there. So that is Natal, Tiprava, but they changed it, you see. So anyway, ladies mad. And the other one, the other spouse is where? Her husband is in there. Ladies mad, Durban, Newcastle. And remember, the wife is in Cape Town. Oh yeah, you must remember in Northwest, Rustenburg, Luchtenburg, and Zeres, Mafeking. So we're coming to you now in May, mid-May, inshallah. So in different provinces, different countries, different continents, and years have passed, 3, 4, 5, 10 years, as long as the husband has not issued the talaq, divorce, verbally or in writing, remember your marriage is still valid. Husband passes away after 5, 10 years, you're not sleeping together, you'll have no real contact together. So remember, you, the wife, you will still inherit and you have to go into iddat also, 130 days. And the wife passes away, the husband will inherit. So there's no such thing that if you are separated, then after 4 months or 1 year or 3 years, automatically the marriage will break. There's no such thing in Islam. But both parties are sinners. Why are you not staying together? So long you're staying separate. Quran Kareem teaches us, Hunna libasul lakum wa antum libasul lahun. You know there is a thing called body heat. When you embrace your wife, the wife embraces the husband, then the sparks start flying. You see that? So chapter 2, verse 187. So it is not permissible to do that. But your nikah will still be valid. Last question.
Kisab, I received interest money as part of inheritance. Can interest money be used to pay off a spouse's debt? Also, what can interest money be used for?
So you receive your inheritance and in there you receive interest and now you want to pay your debts or your wife or your spouse's husband's debt. Totally haram. That is not permissible. You must remember that. So you can't be using interest for that. Yes, you know the government is imposing upon us taxes and they impose upon us customs and rates and fines and all these things here. And this money we have to pay there, e-toll and this toll and all that. So remember, for that you use the interest money. Al-Khabithatu lil-Khabithin, wal-Khabithuna lil-Khabithat. Chapter 24, verse 26. They are Khabith, they impure. Every day they're busting up million rand, billion rand, wastage and so forth. Or stealing. The politicians have a PhD in stealing, especially in South Africa. Majority of them, they enrich themselves and their families and so forth and made the poor people suffer even more. If you ask the person in the street, some of them, the Africans, the blacks, will tell you we were better off under apartheid than under the ANC. What an indictment upon you. Allah Ta'ala have mercy on this beautiful, mercy on us in this beautiful country of South Africa. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.